Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to share with you an interview I did with Father Ian Boyd of the Congregation of the Priests of St. Basil, who happens to be president of the G.K. Chesterton Institute for Faith and Culture. Stay tuned. Today about G.K. Chesterton as a journalist. Now, times have changed since Chesterton was a journalist. He himself described himself, of course, as a rollicking journalist.
Yes, he was a journalist, all right, in absolutely everything he wrote. Well, what strikes me most of all in reading Chesterton is that his real audience is today's audience. When he wrote, the things he described must have seemed fantastic to his contemporaries. But we live in a time when we've seen his prophecies fulfilled. I think really Chesterton, therefore, is a writer, a journalist who speaks chiefly to us. I was thinking, for example, of a comment he made a long time ago when he said that the next great heresy is going to be an attack on morality, and especially on sexual morality. He said not to be so afraid of the Russians and the Bolsheviks. He said, the madness of tomorrow is far more in Manhattan than in Moscow. I mean, he believed that a consumerist culture had a greater power to undermine morality than any totalitarian system. He said, when real evil comes, it always comes from within.
He saw the brokenness of humanity then and professed Christ as the chief remedy, in a sense, no?
That's right. He calls, in his famous book, of course, he salutes Christ as the everlasting man. He was what I'd call a sacramental writer. That is, he was a religious writer who hardly ever talks directly about religion. His wife, Frances, said to him, "Why don't you write more about God?" And Chesterton said, "I write about nothing else." But it was stealth evangelization. That is, he spoke through symbols and through signs. He loved riddles and allegories. He said the deepest truths could be told only through parables.
Do you think that he's still meaningful to today's society, Chesterton?
I think indeed he's meaningful, as I would insist that the people who live in the age when a prophecy is fulfilled have a greater understanding of him than the people who first read him and thought that he was talking fantastic nonsense.
He was often referred to as the apostle of common sense.
In a way, that's a misleading thought. Yes, it was said of him that he had only two friends, God and ordinary people. And his two friends were inarticulate and without arms. I mean, they were silent. So Chesterton said, "I will be your voice, I will be your weapon." So he spoke for God and for the common man, yes, who was always right, but never had the words to express the wisdom that he possessed. He died in 1936, of course, 3 years after Hitlerite regime began. And he understood that the pernicious ideas that the Nazis expressed were common throughout the Western world, that although the evil broke out in Germany, these eugenic ideas were simply the worn-out ideas of the 19th century being recycled again. I mean, he always reminded people that the real problems were at home. The real problems were within your own family, in your own circle.
He was concerned about the family, wasn't he?
He was. He was never a conservative in the modern sense, never a neoconservative. For him, it wasn't the individual that mattered. It was the family unit. You could call him an anarchist, I suppose, because he didn't much believe in government. He said governments didn't rest on force. Governments were force.
And you were listening there to Father Ian Boyd of the Congregation of the Priests of St. Basil, president of the G.K. Chesterton Institute for Faith and Culture. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.